Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Lander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Lander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zimmerman moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Zimmerman moves to third. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Verhals moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Jackie Hernandez now playing third base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Klages now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 3 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry pinch hits for Fred Klages. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.